And in your mind's eye, see your life force energy running up and down your spine, your central pillar of consciousness, giving your body life, giving your soul life. Gather that life force energy at the base of your spine and use it to create a grounding rod that goes down through your legs, through the soles of your feet, all the way into the earth. And send this grounding rod all the way down to the very heart, the very center of the earth, penetrating that core and drawing up the energy that is so willingly given by Mother Earth. Draw it up your cord, up through the soles of your feet, up through your legs, and allow it to grow up and up and up your torso, awakening all of your organs, all aspects of your skeletal system, your muscle system, circulatory system, nervous system, as all systems are awake, awakened, rejuvenated, and on high alert to assist us in this process today. And draw your attention back down to the base of your spine, where you have your connection to Source. Feel the connection as you feel the energy of the earth permeating your body. Draw your attention up to your pelvic region, your genitals, where you host the energy of renewal. Feel the renewing creative energy at your second chakra. And then create a pathway between the base of your spine and Source and the pelvic region of renewal. And name this pathway Nurture, Nurturing. As you feel the nurturing energy of your first and second chakras. Then draw your attention to your left hip, where the energy is play, where you tap into your own childlikeness, your ability to enjoy and have fun and play, and bring life for yourself through your play. Draw the attention over to your right hip, where you have passion. Feel the passion for life. Feel your passion for your purpose. Now make a pathway between the base of your spine and your left hip and call that peace. Peace that abides through all kinds of situations. It's not the result of anything, it's just a state of being. And similarly, from the base of your spine to your right hip, the path of joy, again, joy as it on its own, not as a result of anything in your life, just a state of being. From the place of renewal, create a path between renewal and play and call it guidance. where you have access to the ancestors, insights from the guidance of your ancestors. And then create a path between renewal and passion. Call it imagination. Imagination that feeds your passion. And creates new options and opportunities as you express your passion in the world. And finally, in the roots, connect your left and right hips. Play and passion connected by balance. As a reminder to stay on the central pillar of consciousness, maintain a sense of balance between play and passion, peace and joy, guidance and imagination. And then draw your attention up to your heart, the place of your truth, where you identify your life purpose and mission. And then create the pathway between renewal and your truth, which gains you access from your roots up to your trunk. And that's the pathway of breakthrough. You break through any tribal, clan, community limitations as you individuate, and your trunk begins to grow up and out of the ground, expressing your individuality. Then make a connection between your left hip and your heart, between play and truth, which is awareness. As you pursue your truth in the world, you have an awareness of what is going on around you, what influences you will resist and which influences you will welcome. As you are aware of what's coming at you. And in your free will choice, what you will let in and what you do not. And from your left, your right hip up to your heart, from passion to truth, create a path of determination. Determination that again supports and awakens your truth and feeds your life mission and purpose. And as we continue to move up from your heart, from your truth to your left shoulder is the place of strength. Where you have the strength to support your life mission and purpose. And across to your right shoulder, a place of compassion, where you fill yourself with compassion so that you are filled to the brim and able to serve others with compassion. And then the path from your heart to your left shoulder, from truth to strength is power, where you have the conviction to powerfully stand for your life mission and purpose. And from your truth to your compassion, your heart to your right shoulder, you have the pathway of inspiration. Where you both provide inspiration and seek inspiration. So we come to the elements that we are going to add tonight. On the left and the right, between your shoulders and hips. On the left is the path between strength and play, called acceptance. And on the right, between passion and compassion, the pathway of courage. Acceptance can be misunderstood. It's not a resignation or a submission. It's an acknowledgement that what is, is. That some things come that are out of our control, that are beyond our will. We accept what comes to us, not as good necessarily, but as a possibility. We can see the lessons to be learned. As we accept things as they are, and then with our own discernment, acting in accordance with what we would like to see happen as a result of these events that we have accepted. Is there something in your life today that you may be having difficulty accepting? Is it possible to view it from a different perspective? Is it possible that this is an opportunity? Is it possible that there are other possibilities? Recognize that in acceptance, you are taking on responsibility for making the most of what life presents you. As you accept the events that life brings, and you take them and make what you will of them. And then on the right side, courage. When someone performs an act of courage, it just means they've gone a few moments longer in the bravery department than others, perhaps. But what feeds that courage? What brings someone to the point of acting courageously? As with so many aspects of this light grid, it's the connection to your truth, your life mission and purpose. Through much of life, there's no need for courageousness. And when we are standing up for our life mission and purpose, courage is ready for us. Just reach out and grab it. Is there something in your life today that is calling you to be courageous? to act with courage. What opportunities do you have to act with courage? And with the additions of these two pillars, these two paths, acceptance and courage, we have created two new triangles in our light grid. One that goes from the heart to your left shoulder and your left hip. One that goes from your heart to your right shoulder and your right hip. These are storehouses where we store memories. On the left side, which is commonly known as the receptive or the passive side, we have memories of containment and holding. Perhaps as a child, you felt your mother's care and protection and knew that she would always be there for you. Those are positive memories of on the left side that indicate care and support and containment, healthy boundaries. There could also be some not so helpful memories where you may have been overly bound and overly protected, not allowed to explore and go out of the house or out of the playground or beyond the limits of your mother's reach, and felt somewhat suffocated, limited, held back in your play, in your creativity, in your self-expression. In your current level of awareness, you may be able to accept and learn from those memories. As we bring into play the path from the left hip to your heart of awareness, left hip to your left shoulder of acceptance. And in those acts of awareness and acceptance, you can feel empowered. The path from the heart to your left shoulder is power. The working through of all of those memories, positive and negative, can be very empowering. And then to the right side, which is the active and expansive side, where as a child you may have been determined to search the world, to search your imagination, to go beyond what limits you had, your parents might have wanted to put on you, and you explored your community, your neighborhood. Showing the courage to go beyond the fence of your yard, beyond the limitations of what you're studying in school as you expanded your creativity and imagination. And thereby filling in that third side of that triangle, inspiration. where you had such inspiration to see and explore and do and be everything you wanted. And you had a supportive parent or parents who encouraged your exploration, didn't hold you back, provided opportunities. On the other hand, your parents may have been absent and set no boundaries on you. And there was a sense of a lack of containment and holding. And a loss of that boundary setting that lets you know your limits. And the feeling of holding and containment. And with your adult determination and adult courage, you find ways to be inspired by your own life. Getting over what might be labeled as negative experiences, finding the lessons to be learned in them through your awareness and acceptance, through your determination and courage, where you find power and inspiration. Envision yourself standing at the heart of your tree, reaching out to your left and taking a hold of acceptance, reaching out to your right and grabbing hold of courage, knowing that you will be able to address all situations that come at you as you accept them and step up to make them the best for you, as you courageously step forward in your truth, upholding your life mission and purpose. So once again, be aware of your source, your renewal, your nourishment, your play and your passion, the states of peace and joy, the availability of guidance and your imagination, of being balanced in all of your roots, breaking through to your truth at your heart, being aware of your surroundings and your environment, being determined to uphold your life mission and purpose, standing in strength and compassion, owning your power and that you are an inspiration. Being willing to accept what life brings to you and the courage to respond in the best possible way, to stand up for your life mission and purpose. those qualities and bring them back with you now as you come back to yourself, becoming conscious again of where you are sitting, bringing back all that we've discussed into your heart and your mind. As you come back fully to yourself and in your own time, open your eyes.